Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone for Tuesdays with Troy. Join Dr. Troy Hinkle live on our app, and he will discuss and answer any possible question concerning the Mass. So all you have to do is go to our app on Tuesday, and Troy will take your questions live. Just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday, October 7th. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. When he was a young man, he had a dream that his home changed into a great palace filled with shields, armor, swords, and banners. And on all this war equipment glittered a red cross. As he wandered the halls, a beautiful, poorly clad young woman appeared and clasped his hand tightly and said to him, "Francis, my beloved, all this is for you and for your companions. Take up your arms." Now, Francis misinterpreted the dream. The poorly clad young woman was Lady Poverty. The companions, future Franciscans. And the weapons? Well, God had other weapons in mind. Prayer, penance, and preaching. But Francis missed the point and went off to war and was captured. Thankfully, God does not give up on us when we miss the point at first. Then Francis came to the broken-down church of St. Damien, barely more than rubble. He fell on his knees before the crucifix, and in silence, Jesus spoke to him, saying, "Rebuild my church. It's falling down." Again, Francis misunderstood what the Lord was asking, and he began rebuilding the little stone chapel. It was a good start, but God had something much bigger in mind. Then men began following Francis and his way of life. When there were 12, they went to the Pope for his approval. And the night before, the Pope also had a strange dream. The Pope dreamt he saw the church falling apart, and when it was about to fall into pieces, a small man came and put his shoulder against the building, and with one shove, he set the church back on its foundations. When the Pope awoke, he knew the small man was Francis. He approved their way of life, and they became the Franciscans. If you feel you have blown it, or not done the will of God as well as you should have, don't despair. God doesn't care about the past. He lives in the present. Offer yourself to Him now, once again. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. In the early 1200s, the Fifth Crusade was happening in Egypt. Francis decided the best way to bring an end to the fighting was to convert the Muslim Sultan to Christianity. So he and Brother Illuminato joined the crusade, sailing for Alexandria in Egypt. Upon his arrival, Francis and Illuminato begged the crusader general to let them go to the Muslims. Now, the general knew they would be killed, and so he prevented them, but they kept begging. Finally, the general basically said, "Go, I'm tired of you." So Francis and Illuminato walked straight across no man's land, right up to the enemy line, and requested to see the Sultan. Now, the Muslim soldiers were so dumbfounded by these two small, unarmed, poorly clad Christians that they didn't immediately kill them. They even granted their request to take them to the Sultan. However, there was one rule. If you were granted permission to approach the Sultan and you don't, you will be put to death. This was no problem except for one thing. The Sultan spread crosses on the ground covering the way to the throne, believing Francis would not step on the cross. But Francis boldly stepped on the crosses as he approached, and the Sultan promptly ridiculed him for desecrating his sacred image. Francis replied, "There were three crosses on Calvary. I stepped on the other two." This courage and wit so captivated the Sultan that they ended up having many conversations, and a surprising friendship grew between them. However, the Sultan would not convert, but Francis did persist. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Seeing he was making no progress with the Sultan, Francis proposed a kind of holy competition. He proposed that two large fires be made, and that he would lay in one fire, and the Muslim imams could lay in the other. The one who came out unharmed, theirs was the true religion. None of the imams, however, wanted anything to do with this trial by fire. At length, the Sultan said to Francis, "Brother Francis, most willingly would I be converted to the faith of Christ, but I fear to do so now, for if my people knew it, they would kill both me and you and your companion. You have much good to accomplish, and I have certain affairs of great importance to finish. But teach me how I can be saved, and I am ready to do as you tell me." Francis answered, "My lord, I will take leave of you for the present, but after I have returned to my own country, when I shall be dead and gone to heaven, by the grace of God, I will send two of my friars who will baptize you, and you will be saved. In the meantime, good Sultan, remove all sin from your life and live the way of goodness and virtue so that When the grace of God arrives, you will be ready to receive it. The Sultan then gave Francis his signet ring, which designated his authority over the Holy Land. And by entrusting this ring to Francis, he entrusted all the Christian holy sites to Francis and his followers. And that is why from the year 1217 until this day, the Franciscans are the custodians of the Holy Land. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Years passed, Francis died, and the Sultan, having fallen ill, awaited the fulfillment of the promise of Francis. And so, he placed guards in all the passes, ordering them, if they met two brothers in the habit of St. Francis, to conduct them immediately to him. At the same time, St. Francis appeared to two of his friars and ordered them, without delay, to go to the Sultan and save his soul. So the two set out, and having crossed the sea, were conducted to the Sultan by the guards he had sent out to meet them. The Sultan, when he saw them arrive, rejoiced greatly and exclaimed, "Now I know Allah has sent his servants to save my soul, according to the promise of Francis." And after receiving baptism, his soul was saved, and he died in the peace of Christ. How did this happen? Well, Francis took the initiative. He broke out of his routine, went way out of his way to build a friendship with the Sultan, and though it took many years, and it didn't even happen in the lifetime of Francis, the Sultan turned to Christ and was saved. Friendship was the bridge that carried the Sultan to Christ. What are the routines in our life that prevent us from doing the same? What are the fears that paralyze us from intentionally engaging in friendships to help others to Jesus? Ask the Holy Spirit now who He wants you to go to renew your efforts in friendship toward, and then try to help one another to friendship with Christ. Who is this person that needs your help? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. St. Francis of Assisi once told a brother who was struggling with doubts, "Do not be troubled, brother, but through friendship learn faith." Francis had a way of life, and he invited people to come into that way of life. But we also have a simple way of life: friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Just invite people into it. But the first step, it's not the rosary. The first step is friendship. Invite people into friendship. Your spouse, your adult kids, your colleagues. And friends share life together. So have coffee or a meal or drinks or dessert, or go for a walk or play cards. Go to a park. Do something good together. But your goal is not to tell them stuff. Instead, it's to be curious and ask questions so that you get to know them better. But you can't do this by watching something on a screen, because then the screen is the focus and not the other person. And as you get to know this person better, asking questions about their life, what they're interested in, what their desires are, what their fears are, what their feelings are. Then good conversation happens. And after you've traveled this road for a good amount of time of friendship and conversation, then you can invite them to the rosary. That's our method. It's friendship and good conversation. And then finally, the rosary. But you can't skip the first two and go to the third. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, tell me honestly what you think about this, that we all know people mm-hmm. who are just not interested in Jesus or the church. And we want to do something, mm-hmm. but we don't know what, and we've tried many things and they've failed. But I don't think there is another way than first friendship. And by that, I mean, be genuinely interested in another person and make the effort to get to know them and understand them and love them unconditionally first. And that every time with any person that I've been genuinely interested in their life mm-hmm. without an agenda, it has resulted in a good conversation.
Yeah.
Then if I repeat that, spending time together, curiosity, mm-hmm. genuine interest, Just keep repeating that.
Yeah.
And then in the background, praying and sacrificing for them.
I think we can't overestimate the power of sacrifice in that. It is such a huge component of it, and it's so often overlooked. But I think you should absolutely be sacrificing for those people and those relationships. And also that sometimes at the end of the day, some people are going to push away and push back. And that's okay, because you just leave the door open and you just leave the offer on the table and you resume prayer and sacrifice. But I think I was really struck that at the end of the day, Francis's persistence was 50% of the battle, as well as obviously the grace of God, but it was just his pure, he was so happy, he was so witty, he was so friendly, he was so approachable. He didn't approach it with this, convert or you will perish in hell. He was like a good friend.
That's it.
He was lighthearted, and people are attracted to that, and people are curious about that. Because it says there are no consequences to the good that I'm doing that could ever change the good that I'm simply going to keep doing good. Whether or not you convert, whether or not any of this happens, whether or not you burn me at the stake, I'm simply so lighthearted because nothing holds me down.
Yes.
And people want to see that, where they know that if they don't convert, you're still going to love them. If they don't convert, you still respect them, and the door is still open and the friendship is still there. And people want that security because they don't find that security anywhere else.
Yeah. But yet we keep in the background, we keep praying for them.
And still looking at all of those opportunities, still seeking.
Yeah. And then still going forward with friendship. And if we keep doing that, then eventually, if the Holy Spirit opens an opportunity, invite them to pray the rosary with you.
Yeah, and it is the long game at the end of the day. Francis was a great saint, and even he knew it was going to happen after he died.
That's why I'm so convinced. What's the method of what we're doing? It's just friendship and good conversation and the rosary.
But you have to keep doing it even when there's no visible reward yet.
Yet. There is much to learn from Francis in his simplicity. And I love that line. Through friendship, learn faith.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.